Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 28th to October 4th, 2013. This week saw an escalation of Israeli army and settlers' attacks targeting Palestinian communities. Those attacks left one civilian killed and five others injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall protests using tear gas and chemical water. As a result, six people were injured by troops' attacks. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
On Friday, protests were organized in the village of Kfar Qaddoum in northern West Bank, in addition to the villages of Anabi Saleh, Bilayin Na'lin in central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in southern West Bank. Six civilians were injured on Friday in Bilayin village when residents and their Israeli and international supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water to attack the unarmed protesters. Bilayin protest marked the end of the 8th International Conference on the Palestinian Popular Struggle, which started on Wednesday. According to organizers, the conference aims to show internationals real-life examples of the struggles and sufferings of the Palestinians, to extend the popular nonviolent struggle and strengthen the relationship with the international solidarity movements, and to find new ways to support and empower the popular struggle. Meanwhile, at the nearby villages of Na'lin and Anabi Saleh, Israeli troops attacked the weekly protests with tear gas, causing many to be treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Na'lin, residents and their supporters managed to reach the wall, while in Anabi Saleh, troops attacked protesters before leaving the village. Elsewhere, Israeli troops attacked the villagers of Al-Masara and their supporters at the village entrance and forced them back using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. Earlier in the week, Palestinian residents, along with their international supporters, managed to remove a checkpoint separating the village of Al-Walaja from the nearby city of Bethlehem. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Khumsiya.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas briefed this week the Palestinian leadership on latest meetings at United Nations. Meanwhile, Palestinians voiced deep concerns over Czech Republic's intentions of relocating its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
Mahmoud Abbas returned back from a visit to United Nations, where he participated in UN General Assembly meetings. Abbas had asserted that peace is nearer than before and that a Palestinian state on the boundaries of 1967 is the desire. The Palestinian leadership listened in Ramallah to Abbas's briefing and reiterated the same stance. Palestinian Authority spokesperson Nabil Abu Rudaina was quoted as saying that the occupied East Jerusalem as a future capital of Palestine, as well as the release of all Palestinian prisoners, are the most important components of any Palestinian-Israeli peace deal. Meanwhile, two Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat expressed a grave concern over reports that the Czech Republic intends to transfer its embassy office in Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Erekat said that this would greatly damage underway peace efforts in the region. Occupied East Jerusalem is considered by United Nations and international law as being a Palestinian city that Israel occupied in 1967. In the meantime, a right-wing Israeli member of Knesset, Ofer Okonis, rejected vehemently the idea of allowing Palestinians to erect their own airport. Okonis believed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would face a tremendous opposition to that. Prior to the start of peace talks 2 months ago, it was reported that Palestinians would likely be allowed to have a small airport as support to peace talks with Israel. For IMEMC News, I'm Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Awesome. This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 45 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli soldiers killed one Palestinian civilian and injured six others. Moreover, troops kidnapped 23 Palestinians, including one child. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura has more.
On Monday of this week, in the Gaza Strip, Israeli forces killed a Palestinian civilian and wounded and arrested another one near the border with Israel to the east of Beit Hanun town. The victim was hit by several bullets to the back and one bullet to the head. He was unarmed, and according to his family, he attempted to cross the border into Israel to search for a job. Also on Monday night and Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers stationed across the border with Gaza fired a number of shells into farming area east of Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage but no injuries were reported. In the West Bank this week, Israeli troops attacks left five Palestinian civilians, including two children, injured. On Saturday, a six-year-old child and his 14-year-old sister were wounded in Al-Fawar refugee camp, south of Hebron, southern West Bank. The child was hit by a rubber-coated metal bullet to the right eye. As a result, he lost his sight in it. On the same day, three civilians were wounded during clashes with Israeli forces in the center of Hebron city. Also this week, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinians on a number of occasions and caused damage to their property. On Monday, extremist Israeli settlers broke a gravestone in a Christian cemetery that belongs to the Latin Patriarchate on occupied East Jerusalem. On Tuesday at dawn, a number of extremist Israeli settlers burnt a Palestinian car in Burin village, south of the West Bank city of Nablus. Staying in northern West Bank, a number of extremist Israeli settlers closed late on Wednesday at night the western entrance of Yabud village near the city of Jenin and harassed several residents. In other news, Israeli soldiers destroyed Khirbet Makhul Bedouin village in the West Bank's northern plains area. The attack comes 2 days after the residents rebuilt their structures and installed tents after the army demolished them in a previous attack. Soldiers also drove one of their armored vehicles through a shed that was installed just 2 days ago after the army destroyed the village for the third time on Monday. The tents that have been removed and the structures were donated by international human rights organizations on Monday. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 28th to October 4th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.